Dr. Oliveros dictated for May 9, 2022. The name of the patient is Gloria Jones. The last name is J-O-N-E-S. Clinical case of a 63-year-old African-American female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4, period. This patient doesn't have a proteinuria. The blood pressure has been under control. And we think that the CKD4 is associated to hypertensive nephrosclerosis. The patient remains with a creatinine of 2.2 milligrams per cent. The estimated GFR is 24 mLs per minute, and the protein is less than 150 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Period. At this point, we are not going to make any adjustments or any changes in the prescription. Next line, number two. The patient has arterial hypertension. This patient continues to have a blood pressure that is 117 over 78 most of the time. The patient states that the blood pressure that was registered for this visit is elevated because any time that she gets in touch with the office, that is the reaction. But she says that she stays under control most of the time. Following number, the patient has a hyperlipidemia that is mixed and it is treated with the administration of statins. The patient is encouraged to follow a low fat diet. Following number, the patient has a history of hypokalemia, but current lab is consistent with a potassium of 3.7 milliequivalents per liter. Following number, the patient remains in the same body weight. She is very stable. She is with a BMI around 27%. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperuricemia that is most likely associated to the administration of hydrochlorothiazide. The patient is treated with the administration of allopurinol. 100 milligrams every day, and we will repeat the determination of the serum uric acid. Period, the patient is going to be given an appointment in 4 months for evaluation. We invested 6 minutes of the time interpreting the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the telehealth evaluation, and 5 minutes in the documentation.